The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God's greatest gift to mankind. Remember Jesus said, "It is well for you that I go away, for if I depart, I will send the Comforter to you." Let's listen in as God's Word reveals the present-day ministry of His Holy Spirit. Genesis 1, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Matthew 3, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Luke 24, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. John 14, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Acts 11, then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Matthew 12, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. John 3, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Acts 1, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. John 15, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. Proverbs 1, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my Spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. John 14, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Luke 4, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. John 1, and I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. Acts 10, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Thank you.
Luke 1. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Hebrews 10. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. Hebrews 1. And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. Matthew 10. For it is not you that speaks, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Luke 11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Acts 4. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. John 6. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. 2 Peter 1. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Matthew 12. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Acts 19. He said unto them, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Acts 10. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out this gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. John 3. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Mark 13. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak, for it is not you that speaks, but the Holy Ghost. 1 John 3. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Galatians 4. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Acts 2. Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts 13. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 2. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Acts 8. Who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Galatians 3. This only would I learn of you, received you the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Ephesians 4. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Ephesians 2. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. 2 Timothy 1. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. 1 Peter 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Acts 19. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Acts 8. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Acts 7. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Hebrews 9. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? 1 Corinthians 6. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? 1 Peter 3. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 1. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of man we were among you, for your sake. Acts 7. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did. Galatians 5. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. John 7. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spoke he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Hebrews 2. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Jude 1. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts? These are they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Galatians 6, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Romans 8, "Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." 1 Corinthians 12, "For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, whether bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." 2 Corinthians 1, "Who has also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts." 1 Corinthians 14, "For if we pray in an unknown language, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, I will pray with the understanding. Also, I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with understanding also." Ephesians 5, "And be not drunk with wine, where is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Ephesians 1, "In whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory." Praise God. Ephesians 3, "That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man." Acts 20, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood." Romans 8, "But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." Romans 15, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Titus 3, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he has shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior." 1 Corinthians 12, "Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge by that same Spirit, and to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing, and yes, the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, and to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues." First Corinthians 2, "But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Romans 8. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. For if ye live after the flesh, you shall die. But if through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. 2 Corinthians 3. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 1 John 4. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. 1 John 5. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. 1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Romans 8. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Galatians 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against these there is no law. 1 Thessalonians 5. Quench not the Spirit. Romans 8. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Show me what to do, and I know by faith need the most.